Democrat lawmaker, I'm sick of sex-starved males talking about abortion. By Hannah Blow on June 12, 2019. Representative Norma Torres, DCA, spoke on the House floor Wednesday and seemingly called her pro-life colleagues sex-starved men who should not be voicing opinions on women's issues. The California lawmaker's flippant remark occurred during an intense House debate on the language of a spending bill related to Title X funding. Torres was incensed by the discussion and asserted that her pro-life male colleagues were sex-starved men who should not be speaking so openly on women's issues. "Mr. Speaker, it is tiring to hear from so many sex-starved males on this floor talk about a woman's right to choose," Torres said. Representative Rob Woodall, RGA, jumped in and asked if Torres wanted to change her last statement, and she agreed to do so. "Mr. Speaker, if it pleases my colleagues on the other side, I will withdraw my statement about sex-starved males on the floor," Torres said, before putting her remarks in different terms. "It is tiring to be here on this floor or in committee as a woman, to continue to be counseled about what types of affordable planning, whether it is family planning conversations that rightfully I deserve to have with my own doctor, choosing when women want to have a family and to avoid pregnancies before they become pregnancies. It is unfortunate that that is something that continues to be denied to American women day in and day out on this floor," she added. Prior to her remarks, Representative Ross Spano, RFL, spoke on the House floor and criticized federal funding going to abortions. "For more than 40 years, this country operated under the policy that not one cent of taxpayer money can be used to fund abortion. We are a nation that deeply values religious liberty," Spano said, according to The Hill. "This rule further protects Americans' tax dollars being forced to subsidize entities that kill unborn children," he said. "Accordingly, I'm fully supportive of Rep. Martha Roby's amendment that we will debate this afternoon to strike the language that would halt this important rule and the other amendments that will restore pro-life policies to this legislation," he continued. "I encourage all of my colleagues to support these provisions," he added.